The R2 unit whistled in protest, but Han had already turned his attention to where Luke was standing at the center of the hold, lightsaber humming in his hands.
"Remember, a Jedi can feel the Force flowing through him," Ben said.
"So it controls my actions?"
Luke asked, clearly confused.
"Partially, but it also obeys your commands."
The seeker droid floated to one side of Luke, then lunged to the other, as if taunting him. It flew back and made another fast-as-lightning move behind him. Han caught himself holding his breath as he watched. A bright laser bolt flew out of the seeker droid, nailing Luke in the leg. The kid tumbled over with a squawk of alarm.
Han laughed and laughed. Of course. Hokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good weapon at your side.
And the old man's methods had just proven that all over again. Luke turned to Han.
"You don't believe in the Force, do you?"
"Wasn't that obvious? I've flown from one side of this galaxy to the other. I've seen a lot of strange stuff, but I've never seen anything to make me believe there's one all-powerful Force controlling everything. There's no mystical energy field that controls my destiny."
Instead of glaring at Han or trying to start an argument Han was more than ready for, the old man merely smiled.
"It's just a lot of tricks and nonsense," Han insisted.
The old man rose to his feet, smoothing his brown robes as he searched the hold for something. Ah, a helmet.
"I suggest you try it again, Luke," he said, placing the large white helmet on the kid's head.
Its blast shield was down, effectively blinding him.
"I can't even see," Luke said, laughing. "How am I supposed to fight?"
"Your eyes can deceive you. Don't trust them."
Han rolled his eyes at the old man's words. This was going to be good. The remote shot straight up into the air, resetting. Luke swung the sword around so blindly, Han almost jumped between the blue lightsaber and the tender walls of his ship. But the seeker got there first, this time sending a bolt of hot laser right into Luke's behind. Han almost fell out of his chair laughing as the poor kid yelped.
"Stretch out with your feelings," Ben said, undaunted. "Luke, you can do this. Trust your instincts."
To Han's surprise, Luke squared his shoulders and stood in position again. His hands were steady as they held the lightsaber. Even Chewie and the droids turned to watch. But no matter how many times the seeker droid bopped around the kid, clearly trying to bait him into turning or dodging, Luke stayed still. Han was so focused on watching Luke that the sudden zap of energy from the droid startled him. But not Luke. The kid swung the sword around expertly, deflecting the red bolt. Han's eyes widened, and when he pulled off the helmet, Luke looked like even he couldn't believe it. Ben clapped his hands.
"You see, you can do it."
"I call it luck,"
Han muttered, crossing his arms over his chest. It was one thing to do it against a remote-controlled droid, and a whole other game to do it against the living.
"In my experience, there's no such thing as luck," Ben said as he rose stiffly onto his feet. "How much longer until we reach the Alderaan system?"
Despite his obvious pleasure at the kid's finally scoring one against the seeker droid, Han could see the old man's face was still pale. Han could tell there was something stirring beneath the calm waters of his exterior.
"About 20 minutes," Han guessed. "If you need to take a load off, there's a bunk in the back."
"Much appreciated," Ben said with a nod.
"Third door on your left,"
Han called after him, craning his neck to watch as the old man disappeared. Chewie was grumbling about some move the droid had made when Han turned to look at Luke. The kid was practicing some of the moves Ben had shown him earlier, clearly envisioning himself as the lone hero in some great battle. It occurred to Han that he didn't know the first thing about the kid, other than that he'd ticked off someone in the Imperial forces. "Been there," Han thought. It irritated him his curiosity about Luke. How he could still be so energetic about the idea of being part of some bigger force. So much of Han's own survival had depended on evading questions that he'd lived under the philosophy of ask no questions, get no lies for years. He didn't ask people about themselves because he didn't want them to ask him questions he couldn't or wouldn't answer. But just like that, Han found himself breaking his own rule.
So is he your grandfather or something?
Luke's bright blue eyes flashed.
Ben? He's a great man, you know. A Jedi Master.
Han snorted. Or so the old man said.
That's not what I asked.
Oh, no. But he knew my father. They fought together in the Clone Wars. He's the one who gave me my father's old lightsaber.
Luke held it up for Han to inspect.
Nice.
Han pushed against the feeling of anger bawling in the pit of his stomach. He couldn't claim very many honorable qualities, but not trying to pull anything over on impressionable youth was one of them. He only took advantage of people who deserved it, thank you very much.
But why couldn't dear old Dad give it to you himself?
Luke's expression darkened, and Han suddenly felt like the biggest pile of rancor poo-doo. Right. If Ben's story was true, it meant Luke's father had been a Jedi, and the Jedi were gone. Hunted and killed as Emperor Palpatine rose to power.
Both he and my mother died when I was a baby, Luke explained. I grew up on Tatooine with my Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru.
Wow, he really was fresh off the moisture farm. And they let you go off on this joyride?
Chewie roared in victory, slamming his furry fists down on the game board. If Han had glanced away, he would have missed the flash of sharp, deep pain cross Luke's face.
No, they were...
He struggled with the words.
They were murdered by the Empire.
Scratch that. As Luke told him everything that had happened back on Tatooine, Han felt like the biggest steaming pile of rancor poodoo in the history of the galaxy.
Jeez, kid,
Han said when Luke had finished. He rubbed the back of his neck.
Let me see if I got this straight. You and your uncle bought those two droids off Jawas, and it turns out the short one has something stored on it the Empire wants? Then he runs off, claiming he's owned by a Ben Kenobi. You chase him, barely survive a Sand People attack, and then willingly follow the fossil back to his home, which is a cave, where he's lived alone for 20 years. With only his make-believe stories about Jedi to keep him company.
Luke nodded, clearly not getting what was wrong with that picture. Han stared at him, waiting. Apparently, he was going to be waiting forever.
You realize you've put all your faith in a crazy person, right?
Ben is not crazy. I meant what I said. I felt the Force earlier. He hasn't lied to me. He wouldn't.
Oh, boy. Han patted Luke's shoulder as he stood.
Stick with me, kid. I'll do you better than trying to tie you to some mystic energy. I'll teach you how to survive.
A faint alarm echoed over to them from the cockpit.
Looks like we're coming up on Alderaan. Better go wake your friend up from his beauty sleep.
Han took the pilot's seat again. Chewie ducked into the cockpit a moment later, taking the chair next to Han's.
All right, here we go,
Han said.
Stand by for hyperspace exit.
He reached over to a lever on the console in front of him, pulling it back in a slow, smooth motion. The stars racing by in smears of white light suddenly solidified into points. And then, the Falcon began to shudder, violently tossing back and forth.
What the...
Spread out in front of them was a field of small asteroids, all of which seemed to be racing straight toward the Falcon. Han's heart slammed against his ribs as he seized the controls and yanked left, spinning the ship away from the hunk of space rocks flying straight for the cockpit. The ship dipped and twirled between the dark rocks, as nimble as any dancer, so fast that even he felt a little dizzy. A small piece of asteroid slammed into the ship's hull and ricocheted off, sending an even bigger asteroid hurtling toward them.
Han tugged the controls back. The Falcon shot straight up before looping back down. The ship missed the big asteroid by mere meters. It was the hardest workout either he or the ship had gotten in some time. He didn't breathe easily until they broke through the thick of it and were bouncing through just fragments and shards like bad turbulence. Chewie tossed out his theory in a growling snarl. Han nodded.
Yeah, must be some kind of meteor shower. An asteroid collision. It's not on any of the charts.
Luke stumbled into the cockpit, barely catching himself on the door before he fell through it.
What's going on?
Han scratched his head, his face scrunching in thought as he double-checked the charts.
Our position is correct, except no Alderaan.
What do you mean? Where is it?
Luke demanded, dropping into one of the seats behind them. Han glanced back just as old Ben came in and sat down next to the boy.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, kid. It's been totally blown away.
What?
Luke gasped.
How?
Destroyed, Ben said, his quiet voice almost lost under the banging of rocky debris against the ship's hull. By the Empire.
The old man had lost it.
The entire Starfleet couldn't destroy the whole planet. It'd take 1,000 ships with more firepower than I've...
Han was interrupted by a whining beep, beep, beep from the console.
There's another ship coming in.
Maybe they'll know what happened,
Luke offered, leaning forward for a better look.
No, it's an Imperial fighter, Ben said. Look at the shape. The flat wings, bookending the round cockpit. That's a TIE fighter.
Chewie barked out a note of concern as the Imperial ship screeched over their heads.
It followed us, Luke said. How is that possible?
No, those are short-range fighters, Ben said. It couldn't have.
There aren't any bases around here, at least not that I'm aware of, Han said, glancing back at Ben. You know something I don't?
The TIE fighter raced toward what looked like a star in the near distance.
If they identify us, we're in trouble, Luke said,
like Han wasn't already well aware of that concern.
Not if I can help it, Han said. Chewie, jam its transmissions.
It'd be as well to let it go, Ben said. It's too far out of range.
Well, he won't be around long enough to tell anyone about us,
Han said, pushing the Millennium Falcon until she began to rattle in protest.
Let's get him in range to fire on.
Luke squinted, practically on top of Han now as he leaned toward the viewport window.
I thought it was a star, but it looks almost like a moon.
But that couldn't be right either. Han swiveled in his seat, glancing at his navigation charts again. Alderaan had no moon, and it was just for a moment, but Han was sure his heart up and froze on him. Because they were close enough now, closer than Han should have ever allowed them to get. He could see the surface of the silvery moon wasn't pockmarked with craters or mountains or even dried seabeds. It was metal. All of it metal. The skin of the thing was textured by towers, paneling, and the deep ravines among them. Han had flown to every corner of the galaxy, slipped through its grimy cracks, seen stars explode, and brushed up against death, close enough to feel its icy breath. But for the first time in a long, long while, he was too stunned to speak. It was the old man who finally put words to Han's thoughts.
That's no moon, Ben said. It's a space station.
Chapter 10.
I have a very bad feeling about this, Luke said slowly.
He was still blinking, as if he could erase the sight.
Yeah, I think you're right,
Han said. He turned to Chewie.
Lock in the auxiliary power.
The Millennium Falcon gave a sharp jerk, as if it had slammed into an invisible wall. Han gave the controls a tug, reaching up to try to adjust the power, but they were already flying at full speed. A prickle of panic ran down his spine before he could stamp it out.
Why are we still moving toward it?
Luke asked.
We're caught in a tractor beam,
Han said, struggling to control his outrage.
There's nothing I can do. It's pulling us in.
Right into the open hangar of the enormous battle station. They were taking his ship. The Imperials were actually taking the Falcon. And this time, he had a feeling they weren't going to let him and Chewie off with a slap on the wrist. He swiveled in his seat, resentment steaming through him as he looked from a dumbstruck Luke to an unruffled Ben. They should never have taken this job. Forget the money. The Falcon was all Han had to his name. And unless he could think on his feet, he wouldn't even have that.
You're not going to get me without a fight,
he told the others, facing forward again. A hand settled lightly on his shoulder.
You can't win, Ben said. But there are alternatives to fighting. Tell me, are there smuggling compartments on this ship?
Han raised an eyebrow.
No many successful smugglers without them?
Chewie barked out a nervous question as the ship was tugged toward the gaping mouth of the open hangar.
No, I know what he's getting at,
Han said, putting a steadying hand on his co-pilot's arm. As much as he hated to admit it, Tatooine's twin sons hadn't completely dried out the old man's brain.
Go open the compartments and get everyone inside. I'll take care of things up here.
You might want to jettison escape pods,
Ben said as Chewie stood and started to usher them out of the cockpit.
Do you know how expensive those are to replace?
Han asked, outraged.
More or less valuable than your life, was the calm response.
Han was still muttering about old men and their stupid questions when he turned back to the console and went to work writing up a quick notation in the captain's log.
Abandoned ship upon entering the Alderaan system due to safety concerns. With a resigned sigh, he launched the empty escape pods. He listened to the pop and hiss as the restraints released and sent them spiraling into space. His escape pods, from his ship, the one he'd won in a perfect stroke of luck during a game of cards, the one he'd spent years modifying and repairing, the one that had never let him down, not when it counted. Han wasted a few moments watching the battle station edge closer and closer. He powered down the ship and turned sharply on his heel, his boots clicking softly as he made his way back toward the others. His ship. The Millennium Falcon already had quite a record to her name in just smuggling charges. Han had never claimed to be the brightest star twinkling in the sky, but he could put two and two together. Being tied to the Empire's hunt for those droids would sink both him and his ship. When they got out of this, he would need to repaint her, alter her appearance, give her a new name. It was that, or buy a new ship. But that thought was like a laser blast to the chest. He couldn't give up on her. So many people had given up on Han. He couldn't do that to his ship. The smuggling compartments were hidden beneath the floor of one of the ship's narrow hallways. The latch to release them was virtually invisible if you didn't know where to look. Chewie had left one of the floor plates up for him.
How close do you think we are?
He heard Luke ask.
Too close.
Han crouched down, peering into the cramped space before sliding inside. The compartment was so shallow, he had to crouch down to fit. Chewie must have been folded in half or curled on his side. When Han turned, he got a mouthful of Wookiee hair. Well, well, well. Smuggling himself on his own ship. This was definitely a first. One of them had the thought to power off the droids, at least, though the protocol droid's foot was wedged into his back.
Ouch! That was my knee, Luke cried.
Chewie rumbled out a low apology.
Quiet now, Ben said. We should be passing into the docking bay momentarily.
Luke let out a small gasp of surprise as the ship dropped sharply once and then again. The second drop rattled them around like dice in a cup. A deafening screech of metal against metal made Han wince. The ship had all but belly-flopped onto the hangar floor. He hadn't been able to deploy the landing gear without giving them away. Finally, someone must have gotten control of the cockpit remotely, because the ship rose on its landing gear. The ship's boarding ramp creaked as it was lowered. To distract himself, Han started mentally adding up the astronomical cost of repairs. But once the troops flooded in, their boots pounding the floor and their voices buzzing out commands, they were impossible to ignore.
Search this ship, every centimeter of it. The escape pods have been deployed, sir. The captain's log indicates they abandoned ship.
The sickening thought of Imperial filth tracking their dirt into his ship faded as realization set in. Stormtroopers must have passed right over them a dozen times, and never once did they seem to stop or slow. They were going to get away with it. All that was left to do was wait. Chapter 11. Han kept his back flat against the wall next to the ship's open hatch, risking another glance down the ramp. The cool, fresh oxygen made him feel alert. The compartment had grown so warm, Han had felt smothered by the damp air. He glanced over to where Chewie stood on the other side of the door, giving him a small signal. His co-pilot pulled back, ducking farther into the ship. Han was about to follow when his attention was drawn back to the two stormtroopers stationed at the bottom of the boarding ramp.
The ship's all yours,
one of the stormtroopers called. A moment later, a small group of men from the hangar crew appeared. They pushed a large, dark blue rectangular cart forward. Han recognized it immediately. A scanner. So, those white helmets weren't empty after all. They would scan every centimeter of the ship looking for hidden compartments.
If the scanners pick up anything, report it immediately,
the stormtrooper said. Han fell back, moving quickly to where Chewie was waiting around the nearest corner. Luke and Ben hovered a short distance behind him. The kid was the very picture of nerves. Han gave him a reassuring look before setting his blaster to stun. Han tracked the sound of the scanner crew as they entered the Falcon and set to turning on the machine. The three men spoke quietly to each other as they started their work, rolling the scanner forward right into the waiting Wookiee. The crew had 1 second to look terrified before Chewie knocked two out with his fists and Han stunned the third into a deep sleep. Han cupped his hands around his mouth and called,
"Hey down there! Could you give us a hand with this?"
He had to give them a little credit. Both stormtroopers were quick reaching for their guns, but very few in the galaxy were faster on the draw than Han. The two stormtroopers fell just as hard as the scanner crew did.
"Nice shooting,"
Luke said, clapping Han on the shoulder.
"Thanks, kid. Now which one do you want?"
Han gestured to the two stormtroopers.
"Quickly, quickly,"
Ben said, keeping an eye on the boarding ramp as Luke and Han stripped the stormtroopers of their uniforms.
"Oh, my!"
The protocol droid, C-3PO, as Luke called him, sounded startled at being rebooted. The R2 unit rolled around them, investigating what they were doing.
"Ugh,"
Han said, holding out the black fabric jumpsuit.
"You think these guys ever heard of bathing? Mine smells like the guy slept in it."
Luke took a sniff of his, then groaned.
"Ugh, I think they must have served something spicy for lunch today."
Han threw the stiff white armor on, adjusting the various straps. The helmet smelled like bad breath.
"Lead on, old man. This is your plan."
Ben's dark brown robe swept out behind him as he made his way down the ramp. Han glanced over his shoulder, telling Luke,
"We need to keep the droids behind us."
Something clattered in the distance, and a faint womp, womp, womp alarm sounded. Han ran down the steps just in time to see the remaining stormtroopers and hangar crew rushing through the exit. Ben stood in the shadows of the Falcon, his hood up.
"What did you do?"
Han asked.
"Tricks and nonsense," Ben said with a small smile. "A security alarm required their attention."
Han was still staring at Ben when Luke and Chewie followed the old man out.
Let's go,
Luke said, nodding toward the glass observation window 2 stories above them. The small command center would give them access to the battle station's technical details. If Ben was right, they might be able to disable the tractor beam from there.
They had no problems entering the elevator unseen, riding it up to the 3rd level in silence. The door slid open, and Han stepped out first, narrowly avoiding the troop of officers marching by. Ben said quietly,
I believe it's that door over there.
All right, let's get this over with.
Han led the way, getting into position just outside the door, Luke and Chewie to his right. Before he could buzz to be let in, the door snapped open. The Imperial officer standing there jumped back in alarm, just as Chewie let out a magnificent roar. Han fired on the other officer manning the switchboards and controls, taking him out as the rest of their group flooded into the room behind him.
You know, Luke said as he ripped off his helmet, between his howling and your blasting everything in sight, it's a wonder the whole station doesn't know we're here.
Bring them on,
Han shot back, taking off his own helmet.
I prefer a straight fight to all of this sneaking around.
Luke was still shaking his head when he turned to Ben.
Are you all right? You look like you've seen a ghost.
The old man had turned back toward the door they'd come through, his head cocked slightly to the side as if he were listening to something the rest of them couldn't hear.
I sensed a presence I've not felt in some time.
We found the computer outlet, sir. He says he's found the main computer to power the tractor beam that's holding the ship. He'll try to make the precise location appear on the monitor.
Han hadn't even seen the little R2 unit stick its little probe arm into one of the sockets of the console. While he and Luke went to watch the monitor, Han, actually using his head, turned and secured the locks on the doors.
The tractor beam is coupled to the main reactor in 7 locations,
3PO explained, ignoring the whistles from the R2 unit.
A power loss at one of these terminals will allow the ship to leave.
Ben studied the map on the screen.
I don't think you boys can help with this. I must go alone.
Great. Fantastic. Han held up his hands. Whatever you say. You aren't paying me nearly enough for this.
Luke ignored Han, grabbing Ben's arm. There was a look of panic on the kid's face.
Well, I want to go with you.
The old man, though, was as calm as ever.
Be patient, Luke. Stay and watch over the droids. They must be delivered safely, or other star systems will suffer the same fate as Alderaan. Your destiny lies along a different path than mine.
Han rolled his eyes so hard at Ben's dramatic tone, they should have gone flying out of his head.
The Force will be with you. Always, Ben said.
He pulled his hood up over his head, then felt for the lightsaber at his side. When the door opened, he ducked out into the long gray hall. Luke stood there a moment, watching him go before shutting the door.
Han leaned over the console, checking on the Falcon below. The R2 droid started whistling like crazy, its head spinning back toward Luke.
What is it?
Luke asked.
Wait, slow down, R2. Sir, I'm afraid I'm not entirely sure. He says, I found her, and keeps repeating, she's here, she's here.
Who?
Luke asked before Han could.
Why, Princess Leia, sir.
The princess? Luke cried. She's here?
Han blinked.
Princess? What's going on?
Indeed,
3PO said, interpreting R2's beeping for them.
Level 5, detention block AA-23. I'm afraid she's scheduled to be terminated.
Han could have groaned. If anything was going to light an unwanted fire under Luke, a damsel in distress was. Still, the name sounded familiar. Princess Leia. Leia. Where had he heard that before?
We've got to do something,
Luke said.
What are you even talking about?
Han asked.
The droid, R2, he belongs to her. She recorded a message for Ben to find, saying she needed his help delivering something, stored on the droid, to her father on Alderaan.
Yikes,
Unless her father had left the planet before it was destroyed, no one was delivering anything to anyone.
Now look,
Han began.
Don't get any funny ideas. The old man wants us to wait right here.
It was like he hadn't spoken at all. Luke ignored him and turned back to the droids. Can you find a way into the detention block?
I'm not going anywhere,
Han said. He'd hang around long enough for the old man to disable the tractor beam, and then he was gone, with or without the kid. No, that wasn't true. He wouldn't leave without the kid. Luke would get himself killed. An unwanted fear gripped Han's stomach, turning it over.
They're going to execute her, Luke said. Look, a few minutes ago you said you didn't want to just wait here to be captured. Now all you want to do is stay.
Nice tactic, turning Han's words against him. Smooth, kid.
Marching into the detention area is not what I had in mind. They'll execute us too if we're caught.
Something lit behind Luke's eyes, and when he looked at Han again, there was a small, knowing smile on his face.
She's rich.
Chewbacca swiveled toward the kid, suddenly interested, and growled.
Rich?
Han repeated slowly.
How rich are we talking?
Listen, Luke began. If you were to rescue her, the reward would be...
Han caught himself leaning forward.
What?
Well, more wealth than you can imagine, Luke finished.
I don't know. I can imagine quite a bit.
Enough to swim through, roll around in, and maybe buy himself his own personal island on a planet where Jabba could never find him.
And you'll get it. All of it.
Han leaned back against the console, crossing his arms over his chest as he considered that.
Any amount he could dream up, huh?
A reward of that magnitude would get Jabba off his back and set him up for... what exactly? Going legal with his business? Buying some property and settling down? Chewie had a family to support, but what would Han even do with the money, other than put it back into the Falcon or buy a new ship? The kid could dream all he wanted about being a big-shot hero, rescuing princesses. But Han was just a normal guy, trying to keep his skin. And, if he could, rescue the dreamers from their delusions. Casting a worried look at Luke, Han tried to imagine a scenario where the kid would be able to make it out of the battle station without his help. Luke might have had the heart, but there were times you had to be heartless to survive. But, if Han were being honest, he would admit that it stung, just a little bit, that the kid assumed everything he did was for money.
I'd better, he told Luke. All of it.
Han looked at Chewie, waiting for his grunt of agreement. When he had it, he asked,
What's your plan?
Luke glanced around, eyes catching on something on the console.
3PO, can you hand me those binders?
Holding the binders, he took a step closer to Chewie.
Okay, now I'm gonna put these on you.
Chewie liked that idea about as much as he liked getting haircuts. He let out a furious roar, pride ruffled.
Okay, Han, you put them on.
Luke quickly shoved the binders into Han's hands.
Don't worry, Chewie. I think I know what he has in mind. Easy, buddy. You know it's just pretend,
Han assured him. Still, his heart gave a little jerk over how worried Chewie looked as Han snapped the electronic binders in place.
Master Luke, sir,
3PO said.
Pardon me for asking, but what should R2 and I do if we're discovered here?
Luke picked up his stormtrooper helmet again.
Lock the door.
And hope they don't have blasters, Han added.
Chapter 12. The moment the elevator doors slid open on the detention block, Han knew they were in trouble.
This isn't going to work,
he muttered.
Why didn't you say so before?
Luke hissed back.
I did say so before.
At least 5 times since they had left the control room. It wasn't Han's fault Luke heard only what he wanted to hear. The detention block was everything Han didn't want it to be. Well protected by laser gates and cameras, and well manned by a half dozen security officers.
One of those officers looked up from the processing station as Han, Luke, and Chewie approached. His lip peeled back in disgust as he looked the Wookiee over.
"Where are you taking this thing?"
Han held his breath, fighting to keep his temper in check.
"Prisoner transfer from Block 1138,
Luke said. Han was proud of how smoothly the lie rolled off the kid's tongue. Maybe Han was rubbing off on him after all.
"I wasn't notified."
The security officer's eyes narrowed.
"I'll have to clear it."
"Blast!" Han cast another nervous look around, sizing up the room as the officer walked back to the console. They were 2 seconds away from having a hole shot right through their story. As Luke stepped forward, Han subtly reached over and unfastened one of Chewie's binders with a shrug.
Chewbacca wasted no time.
He threw his arms up with a roar that frightened even Han. The Wookiee yanked the blaster free from Han's hands and began to fire.
"Look out!"
Han shouted.
"He's loose!
He's going to pull us apart!"
Luke cried, overdoing it just a bit. The security officers gaped at them, confused. It was the opening Han and Luke needed to pull out their own blasters. Luke quickly caught on that while Han was aiming in Chewie's general direction, all his shots were going wide, hitting cameras, the laser gate controls, and finally the guards themselves. A silence fell over the detention block as the last of the security officers slumped forward. Han's ears were ringing too loudly for him to hear the faint alarm chirping from the processing station. When he did, his pulse kicked up a notch. He pulled off his helmet and rushed over to the console, scanning through the list of prisoners.
"Here it is. Your princess is in cell 2187. Go get her. I'll hold him off."
Luke nodded, then scampered up the stairs to the long, dark row of cells. Han took a deep breath and cleared his throat, his finger poised above the comlink. One of them must have grazed it with a shot, because it was still sparking and smoking as he pushed the button to establish a connection.
"Everything is under control,"
he said in his best official, "yes, I belong here" voice.
"Situation normal."
"What happened?"
A voice crackled through the still smoking intercom. Han jumped as a spark shot out of it.
We had a slight weapons malfunction."
His voice sounded painfully awkward to his own ears, so he could only imagine what the person on the other end was thinking.
"But, everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?"
He cringed.
"We're sending a squad up,"
came the immediate response.
Negative. We have a reactor leak here now. Give us a few minutes to lock it down. Large leak. Very dangerous.
"Who is this? What's your operating number?"
"Oh, well..."
Han leaned back, blasting out the comlink entirely.
"Boring conversation, anyway."
He cupped his hands around his mouth and shouted down the hall.
"Luke! We're gonna have company!"
Chewie howled a question to him from where he stood by the door, blaster at the ready.
"I just jammed the doors,"
Han told him.
"They won't be able to get in.
There was a low, terrifying buzz from the other side of the thick metal doors.
"Get behind me! Get behind me!"
Han shouted. The Wookiee scampered away, falling back closer to the cells. The rattle of explosions on the other side of the door shook Han down to his bones. He knew the moment they had broken through. The wave of heat that came off the door singed his skin. Then the stormtroopers began to pour through the opening they'd made. Han coughed against the smoke and fiery air as he and Chewie turned and ran up the hallway of cells. They nearly collided with Luke and... It wasn't often that Han found himself caught off guard, but standing in front of him, big brown eyes blazing, face bright from the short run she'd just taken, dark hair falling out of ridiculous coils around her ears, was one of the loveliest women Han had ever seen. That face. Where had he seen that face?
"Can't get out that way,"
he managed, when he remembered they were in danger of being fried into little crispy versions of themselves. The princess's gaze sharpened.
"Looks like you managed to cut off our only escape route."
Her tone was designed to cut, and did. The soft-focused dreams in his head evaporated. He turned back to the approaching stormtroopers and fired off another shot.
Maybe you'd like it back in your cell, Your Highness.
Luke pulled Han and the princess into an alcove behind him. He tugged the comlink transmitter off his utility belt, trying to talk and fire at the same time.
C-3PO! C-3PO!
Yes, sir?
The droid was barely audible over the comlink.
We've been cut off! Are there any other ways out of the detention block? What was that? I didn't copy!
If the droid responded, Han didn't hear it. His entire focus was on the seemingly endless stream of stormtroopers pushing through the hole in the doors. Chewie fell back even closer to Han, casting a worried look in his direction. If they didn't get going soon, they were going to become permanent residents. Chewie yelped as a laser shot came within millimeters of taking off his nose.
There isn't any other way out!
Luke called.
Of course. Of course! I can't hold them off forever!
Han yelled.
Now what?
This is some rescue. When you came in here, didn't you have a plan for getting out?
Han jerked a thumb back toward Luke.
He's the brain, sweetheart!
Luke, at least, looked a little sheepish.
Well, I didn't...
Without missing a beat, the princess ripped the blaster rifle out of the kid's hands and spun toward Han. With startling accuracy, she shot out a grate just behind him, sending the scorched metal flying.
What are you doing? Han cried.
Somebody has to save our skins,
she shouted, fire in her eyes. She gestured toward the hole she'd created.
Into the garbage chute, flyboy!
Huh. Once again, Han found himself mostly speechless. He had expected tears. Grateful kisses, maybe.
Not a tiny wisp of a girl with the bite of an Acklay. She must have had Vader cowering in fear.
The princess fired a shot as she crossed from one side of the hall to the other. She tossed the gun back to Luke and dove into the chute. Chewbacca dropped back with a pitiful whine after taking a deep whiff of the opening.
Get in there, you big furry oaf! I don't care what you smell!
Han gave him a kick, sending his co-pilot through the tiny hole. Luke ducked to his side of the hall, backing Han up with his rifle. The kid seemed a bit too excited to be seeing, if Han had to guess, his first real firefight.
Wonderful girl, Han told him. Either I'm going to kill her, or I'm beginning to like her. Get in there!
Luke threw him an exasperated look, but jumped into the darkness of the opening. Han fired off a few more quick shots to create a cover of smoke, then dove headfirst down the chute, right into some of the foulest muck and garbage the galaxy had ever seen. Clumps of half-rotted garbage swirled with the waste that was being pumped in from the bathrooms. Sticky flecks of blackened fruit and unidentifiable food clung to battered crates and scrap metal. Han gagged as he came up for air. Gratefully kept his mouth closed as he came down. There was a single light overhead, illuminating just how little there was to see. Chewie had found a small platform leading to a hatch, but was clearly struggling to get it open. The sound of Luke sloshing around, up to his waist in crud, bounced off the impossibly high walls.
Here, Leia, Luke said. Let me help you.
Leia, huh? Not Princess or Your Highness? Look at the kid. Already on a first-name basis with royalty. Too bad she didn't want his help as she climbed up onto some kind of overturned crate. The darkness and damp air made Han feel like they'd landed right in a swamp.
The garbage chute was a wonderful idea. What an incredible smell you've discovered,
Han said sarcastically.
Let's get out of here. Move, Chewie!
No! Luke shouted. Wait!
But Han had already raised his gun and fired at the hatch. He watched in horror as the bolt bounced off the metal and ricocheted around the compartment. The princess and Luke both dove for cover in the garbage, and Chewie howled in outrage.
I already tried it, Luke said. It's magnetically sealed!
The princess rounded on Han, furious. She looked like she wanted to strangle him.
Put that thing away! You're going to get us all killed!
Han gave a mocking salute.
Look, I had everything under control until you let us down here.
You know, it's not going to take him long to figure out what happened to us.
The girl had the nerve to stick her chin up, looking down her nose at him.
It could be worse.
As soon as the words were out of her mouth, an inhuman moan bellowed through the small chamber. Chewie threw himself against the hatch, actually cowering.
Surprise, Hans said. It's worse.
She glared at him. He glared at her. Han was vaguely aware of Luke's saying, I think there's something alive in here. Before Han rounded on the princess and muttered,
Still waiting on that thank you for rescuing me from my imminent execution. You might be a princess, but you've got less manners than I do.
If Han had been standing even 1 centimeter closer to her, he had no doubt the smirk would have been slapped clear off his face.
How dare you!
Leia said. Her voice strained, not just with anger, but with some other emotion that sounded suspiciously like pain.
I'm a senator. I was a senator.
Even in her anger, real grief shadowed her eyes. The sight momentarily brought Han up short. They'd all had a bad day, but hers had clearly been the worst of all. I think something just moved past my leg, Luke said. Climbing over a floating pole somewhere behind Han.
Congratulations, your worshipfulness, Han said finally. Do you expect me to kiss your hand, or will a bow and a little groveling suffice?
Look! Did you see that? Luke might have pointed at something, but Han waved him off, his whole attention focused on the little thermal detonator in a white dress, steaming and spitting at him like she was about to go off.
Like you know anything about manners, you overgrown ape!
Guys, seriously! The anxiety in Luke's voice made Han turn toward him.
It's your imagination, kid.
Luke let out a hoarse cry as he was violently yanked down into the waste and muck, disappearing from sight. Chapter 13. Han stared at the ripple in the slime-coated water where Luke had been standing no more than a second before. Disbelief held him hostage for a moment, and then, to his surprise, it was fear that exploded out of him. Not only because letting Luke die would probably void his deal with Ben, but because no one, especially not an innocent kid, deserved to drown under scummy Imperial garbage. Han scrambled toward the spot where the kid had gone under.
Luke! Luke!
Blast it all! He couldn't have lost the kid. Not already. Not yet. Not ever.
Luke!
Leia screamed, digging under the garbage. The disgusting water sprayed up around them as Luke broke through the surface. A slimy green tentacle was wrapped around his neck, keeping him in a stranglehold.
Grab on!
Leia said, extending a long silver pole toward him.
Shoot it! Luke gasped out. My gun's jammed!
Where?
Han said, trying to aim.
Anywhere!
Luke screamed, then was pulled under again. Han shot down into the muck, hoping against hope he wasn't about to hit the kid's leg. He should have tried grabbing for Luke instead, because once he caught sight of the creature's single bulbous red eye with a slit pupil, he knew exactly what they were dealing with. A Dianoga.
Trash monster.
Garbage squid. They infested city sewers, scavenging for food with their tentacles, and once they found a meal, they wouldn't give it up without a fight. He didn't even want to guess how one had ended up on a battle station.
Luke!
Han shouted, frantically trying to aim. He was a good shot, but he was shooting blind. A metallic clang boomed through his ears. So hard the chamber seemed to shake with it. Han kept his focus on clearing the muck, trying to search for any sign of life. There was a beat of silence, and then Luke launched himself up through the water again, gasping and coughing.
Grab him!
Leia called, scrambling over to them.
What happened?
I don't know,
Luke said, still gagging.
It just let go of me all of a sudden.
And there it was again, that dread creeping over Han.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
he told the others. His new life motto, apparently. No force necessary to know for certain. And because he had the worst luck of any life form in the galaxy, two of the opposing walls rumbled and began to push inward. Han's eyes went wide. They were in a trash compactor, and if they didn't get out in the next few minutes, they would be flattened.
Don't just stand there,
Leia barked.
Try to brace the walls with something.
She was struggling under the weight of a metal beam, trying to wedge it between the walls, pressing closer, closer, closer. Han grabbed one end of the beam, helping her get into place. The force of the walls bent the thick metal like it was made of plastic. 3PO! Luke was calling into his comlink. 3PO, come in! 3PO! Where could he be?
This was bad, 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 bad.
Chewie jumped down off the platform to help them, but there was nothing strong enough down there to stop the walls. The princess had a sharp tongue, but she was practically pocket-sized compared with the Wookiee. And the more garbage that got pushed toward them, the higher it piled up, threatening to crush her. Han pointed to a stack of crates and bins.
Get to the top!
I can't!
Leia said. Her composure had shattered, and panic was creeping in. Han was rattled by the sight of it, and when he tried reaching out to steady her, he slipped and went crashing down into the soggy muck.
3PO!
Luke was still yelling.
3PO, will you come in?
The walls were close enough now that Han maneuvered so his back was against one side and his feet were pressed against the other. Leia tried to follow suit, but the sopping wet dress tangled around her legs made it almost impossible for her to pull herself up. Her swearing scorched even his ears.
Easy, easy,
he told her when he felt her starting to panic again. His arms strained as he reached down and helped her clamber up next to him. No matter how hard Han braced himself and pushed his legs out, it was like trying to hold back a Star Destroyer. Leia reached out blindly with her hand, and Han seized it.
Hey, if he was going to die, at least it would be next to a beautiful girl.
Well, one thing's for sure,
Han said as his legs were pushed up closer to his chest.
We're all gonna be a lot thinner.
Are you there, sir?
C-3PO's voice crackled through the comlink so suddenly, Han was afraid Luke would drop it.
Shut down all the garbage mashers on the detention level!
Luke yelled into the comm.
Do you copy?
It was too late for that. As they pushed together, the walls piled the trash and waste up and up and up, until Han could no longer see the ceiling. Metal beams and crates snapped and crumbled, falling onto their heads. He scrambled to keep both himself and the princess climbing. But where could they go? There wasn't any way out.
Pardon me?
The droid sounded confused. Were the walls moving even faster now? Han braced his back against one wall and walked his feet up the other, willing to try anything to keep them alive even a second longer. It was getting harder to breathe. Small scraps of plastic slipped into the joints of his stormtrooper armor, stabbing into his back and neck. Han had always expected to go down with his ship, blown to bits in one last burst of glory. Turning into a mashed puddle of goo was not part of the plan. He looked around, searching for something, anything, to brace the walls.
3PO!
Luke shouted.
Shut down all the garbage messes on the detention level!
Han struggled to pull himself up that tiny bit more, trying to see if Luke was still okay. The whole room shuddered like a quake, but he was so focused on looking for the kid, he initially missed the fact that the walls had stopped moving. The four of them looked at one another, holding their breaths in disbelief. Then Han let out a loud, overjoyed holler that Luke echoed back.
Chewie practically crushed the kid in his excited grip, and even the princess let her guard down enough to throw her arms around Han's neck.
Curse my metal body! I wasn't fast enough! It's all my fault, my poor master!
The droid's voice was still pouring out of the comlink. He was clearly distressed and hearing their cheers as screams.
3PO! We're all right!
Luke said, laughing.
You did great! Can you open the pressure maintenance hatch on unit number... where are we?
He looked around for some kind of label.
326-3827,
Han said, pointing to the muck-splattered numbers above the hatch. The click of the hatch depressurizing and opening was one of the sweetest sounds Han had ever heard. He and the others scrambled out into an empty hall. Glancing around as he stripped off the filthy stormtrooper armor, Han took in the plastic sheets and construction signs around them. Good. This section would be deserted.
If we can just avoid any more of the princess's bright ideas, we ought to be able to get out of here,
he said. And just like that, the relief on her face was replaced with a look of utter disdain.
I don't know who you are or where you come from, but from now on, you do as I tell you, okay?
Han wanted to scoff and brush off her words, but truthfully, the intense way she glared at him was a little scary. Luke hadn't rescued himself a delicate little bloom.
Look, your worshipfulness, let's get one thing straight. I take orders from one person.
He pointed at his chest.
Me!
It's a wonder you're still alive.
Leia spun on her heel, nearly colliding with Chewie.
Will someone get this big walking carpet out of my way?
Han shot an accusatory look at Luke as she stormed ahead of them.
No reward is worth this.
Luke sighed.
Come on.
They rushed through the empty hallway, and Han was surprised to see that when it intersected with another long, sleek corridor, he knew where they were.
This way,
he said, taking them in the opposite direction the princess wanted to head in. She grumbled something under her breath, but followed until they reached a large bay window. Below them, right where they had left her, was the Millennium Falcon. And boy, she'd never looked more beautiful, even surrounded by a dozen stormtroopers.
3PO, do you copy?
Luke said into his comlink.
For the moment, we've moved to the main hangar across from the ship.
We're right above you. Stand by.
Leia stepped up next to Han, casting a cool look over the ship.
You came in that thing? You're braver than I thought.
Nice.
Han shot her a dirty look.
Come on.
He jogged down the hall at the head of the group, rounding the next corner to where he thought the elevator should be, and right into a squad of 8 stormtroopers.
It's them!
One of the troopers shouted.
Blast them!
Without sparing a single thought to how spectacularly stupid the idea was, Han charged forward, firing wildly into the squad and shouting as he went. Despite the odds, the stormtroopers turned and fled, but Han didn't stop. Chewie roared after him, his heavy steps pounding the ground behind Han. These were the people who'd imprisoned Han, his ship, and his best friend on this death trap. These were the people who were ruining his one real shot at getting Jabba off his back and taking control of his life again. His anger pushed him forward like a wave, heating the blood in his veins. Let them try to keep him. Let them try to hold his Falcon. To execute the princess. Hurt the kid. Wait. No. The kid and the princess had nothing to do with it, right? This attack was about the Falcon. If it also happened to give Luke and Leia an opening to get down to the hangar, then great. But it was revenge. Pure and simple. His heart thundering. Han fired his blaster wildly, shouting louder, drowning out every thought in his head. Unfortunately, his courage flamed out the second he reached the end of the hallway, which just so happened to lead into a hangar full of stormtroopers. Han's boots skidded as he tried to stop himself from crashing into them. Blood draining from his face, he whirled around and started running in the opposite direction as laser bolts chased him back down the hall. Chewie came into view up ahead, clearly confused.
Let's go! Let's go!
Han cried, tugging his co-pilot toward a nearby door. Stairs! It felt like they took the steps 3 at a time, flying down them until they reached the lower level. Han held up a hand, signaling to Chewie to wait as he stuck his head out of the door at the base of the stairs. The hangar. It was still crawling with stormtroopers, but they'd made it that far. Han pulled the Wookiee over to a stack of crates and ducked down. keeping an eye out for Leia and Luke. Chewie rumbled out a question, reaching over to smack the back of Han's head.
I'll admit, I could have used a plan just then, Han whispered. But it turned out fine, right?
The longer he stared at his ship, her gray metallic plates gleaming under the harsh hangar lights, the more restless Han felt. What was taking the kid so long? Where was the fossil? Every second they wasted was another missed opportunity to escape.
We could go, Han said slowly. Just you and me. It'll be a risk, especially if the old man hasn't disabled the tractor beam. But we could find another job.
The Wookiee shook his head, sadness crystallizing in his eyes. Han felt his friend's disappointment as surely as if Chewie had reached over and smacked him again. Chewbacca's next words hit Han like a punch to the chest. It's okay to care about them. They need our help. Han had never let himself get tied too closely to causes. He was fine with the rebellion, so long as it created more business for him. And fine with the Empire, so long as it kept out of